First part of the winter was tricky, no doubt about it. But the second half of the winter has gone well, really. The squad have worked very hard through the winter, and we've had a good pre-season, a few days in Dubai, which was nice and very valuable. And we've just come back from Middlesex, where we had a couple of days against a very strong Middlesex side, which went well too.
The slogan, I think, is bounce back together, isn't it? That's been on Twitter, and everybody seems to be pulling in the right direction. Ian Botham made some interesting comments when he was here a few weeks ago, and it seems to have lifted the spirits of the place and given the feeling of rejuvenation, if you like.
Yeah, to be fair, the players responded instantly. From the moment we got the rough news at the start of the winter that this was something we could deal with, this was something that we could manage, and they deserve a lot of credit for their attitude from the first day. More recently, yeah, we had a lot of support from outside the county, from outside the country at times. I mean, there's an amazing amount of goodwill which has come towards us, which is very good. It's great to get, but that's not, unfortunately, going to get us the points. What we now need to do is play some good cricket and get ourselves back to where we want to be.
People say 48 points, can you overcome it? It's not just a question of that, is it? You've got to hope that the weather helps you in certain respects. I mean, if you have a summer like 2012, nothing's going to happen. But if you have a nice summer, then there's a chance you can get out time in the middle and win games and put yourselves in a position where you can try and get back up.
Yeah, it's a lot of points to overcome. And it's a 14-game season as opposed to a 16-game season, which makes it probably that little bit trickier. In 2013, I think we won 10 out of 16 to win the championship. We're probably going to need to win 8 or 9 out of 14 if we're going to make an impression on Division 2 and get into the positions that we want to. So it won't be easy, but you know, as I say, we won 10 out of 16, so I think we can realistically say that we've got a chance of winning 8 out of 14. Mm.
The supporters are up for it. Membership's gone up for the first time in 8 years. People seem to be getting behind the club.
Yeah, you're right. The support has been great. And as I say, it's not just from within the county. Durham supporters from around the country have been right behind, and they've been very vocal in their support, which has been, it's been nice to hear. Let's see if we can give them something to chew on.
I think they're going to continue being vocal, judging by the T-shirts they've had printed as this season draws near. Now, you've had some good preparation time recently. You've been out to the Middle East to play in Dubai and Abu Dhabi. You've been down to Merchant Taylors as well.
Yeah, Emirates being our major sponsor, we went to play. They have a T20 tournament in Dubai, which we went out and participated in, which was good for us. Played against some sides who were probably, the Pakistan Premier League sides were at the end of their T20 season, so they looked pretty sharp, to be honest. They were up to the rhythm of T20 cricket a bit more than us. Merchant Taylors, 2 days down there against the county champions, who have got a really good squad, actually. Not just a good 11, they've got a good squad. And they were strong, but we had two very, very good days cricket.
Talk us through the signings that you've brought in. You've got Steve Cook and you've got Tom Latham, and Cameron Steele's been given a contract as well.
Mm. Stephen Cook will join us at the weekend. He won't play against the universities this weekend, but he will arrive during the game, and he'll be ready for the first championship game against Nottingham. So he's excited. I've had a couple of conversations with him, and all he's talking about is getting his teeth stuck into it and really making a good fist of his opportunity with Durham. He's been keen to play county cricket for a long time. Cameron Steele's joined us. He's a former Durham University boy, was at Middlesex, but saw him more when he was at Durham University and quite liked him. Then he started well as well. He got some runs against Middlesex in the last 2 days, which was good. And then Tom Latham will come in for the second half of the summer after the Champions Trophy. Tom was on our academy when he was 17, 18 years old. I think he still holds the North East Premier League record for runs scored in a season for Gateshead Fell. Yeah, he's a good place in his career. He's had his international career is going very well. He had a slight dip since Christmas, but I think that's just going to make him hungrier for this summer.